So this is going to be a fairly brief Dvar Torah on the Tehillim of Hallel. Last Shabbos we learned from Psachim Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph that Hallel is supposed to evoke five major themes. We are meant to reflect on our miraculous experiences and build our emunah in these themes. And the first of the five is Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's found in Betzeis Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim, the second parak of Hallel. Question is, why is that the second parak? If that's the first of the themes, why are we starting with Tehillim Kuf Yud Gimel 113? We should start with Tehillim Kuf Yud Daled 114, Betzeis Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. Why do we start before that? So the pshat answer, the simple read, comes from Radak. Radak, in the beginning of Tehillim Kuf Yud Gimel, says this chapter introduces the section on Yetzias Mitzrayim, on the Exodus, because it describes the meaning of Yetzias Mitzrayim, just without referencing the specific events. It speaks of divine might, it speaks of Hashem elevating the lowly and lowering the mighty, which is what happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? We might also add that this chapter speaks of the great publicity of Hashem's name in the world, Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevo'o, from the east of the sun to where it sets. Right? There's a lot of discussion about that in the commentators when it says that Hashem's name is elevated and praised everywhere. Everywhere who's praising Hashem. But that's the simple read, is that this chapter is about Yetzias Mitzrayim, even if it doesn't reference any specific event explicitly. But there's a medrash that gives us another answer. The medrash Tehillim, Kuf Yud Gimel Beis, says, no, this chapter of Tehillim describes Paro's conversion, so to speak, on Pesach night, and in that it is a prequel to Hallel. The Medrash notices that the parak begins with an anonymous speaker calling upon the servants of Hashem to sing to Hashem, Hallelujah, Hallelujah Avdei Hashem, right? Praise God, sing to God, sing, you servants of God. Who is the anonymous speaker who is saying that? Medrash says it's Paro. Points out, Paro comes to Moshe and Aaron in Shmos, chapter 12, sentence 31, and he says to them, he calls to them at night, Vayomer, and he says, Kumu tzu mitochami, get up, leave my nation. Gam atem, gam b'nei Yisrael, you, the Jewish people, ulchu avdues Hashem kedaberchem, go serve God as you said you were going to, take your animals, and so on. He says, it's time for you guys to leave. But we don't. We didn't leave right away, we waited until morning. So the Medrash describes a dialogue between Paro and Moshe and Aharon, in which Moshe and Aharon say to Paro, if you want this plague to end, there's a script you have to recite. Say the following, you are free, you are under your own authority, you are not my servants, but servants of Hashem. And Paro responds, you are free, you are under your own authority, you are not my servants, but servants of Hashem, and you must sing to Hashem since you are his servants. That's how Paro concludes. And here Paro becomes one of a few non-Jews in Tanakh to actively encourage us in service of Hashem. Rachav in Yericho, the sailors with Yonah, King Cyrus of Persia, maybe Nebuchadnezzar a little bit in Daniel, not so clear. But Paro is the anonymous voice at the start of our chapter declaring, Hallelujah Avdei Hashem, you who serve God, you should sing to him. And I think that's why it's at the beginning of our Hallel. It's the prequel to Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's remarkably cinematic, right? Imagine the theater is dark, the screen is dark, and suddenly there's a face on the screen and it's Paro and he's crying out, Hallelujah, Hallelujah Avdei Hashem, Hallelujah Hashem Hashem, you servants of God, praise God. That's how you start Hallel, with Paro urging us, remember, you are no longer Avdei Faro, you are Avdei Hashem, so go sing to Hashem and develop your emunah.